Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Maybe I'm overthinking it. It's possible.
Overthinking what?
Durant to the Rockets.
Well, all right. What are you thinking about?
Okay, here's what I'm thinking. If I had to make a bet right now, just right now, on next year's NBA regular season, I would say the Rockets are going to win less than 52 games, but the Suns will win more than 36. So when people say, you know, great trade for Houston, and they didn't give up much, all those kind of things, I'm just solely as it relates to win total in the regular season, I'm not sure it makes the Rockets a 55-win team. And I'm not sure the Suns are going to win 30. Let's just put it that way.
But I give the Rockets a better chance to win a playoff series than if they just ran the same roster back for next year.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. I don't think that Jalen Green is... like, they didn't have a perimeter guy that could get a shot and take over a game. Like, Fred VanVleet was their best perimeter player in the series against the Warriors. And the Warriors' defense, as much as it is a number one net rating, we've heard a lot, I don't think it's of the same caliber as some of the other great defenses, like certainly not like Houston's, OKC's. And they just made Houston look inept at times on that end of the floor.
They did.
And you saw what Minnesota did to them.
Yeah. This convinces me, too, that Houston liked Jalen Green, but they didn't love Jalen Green because, you know, what is he, 22 years old, and he's already averaging 21 a game. That tells me that maybe they think all he can do is score, and that maybe is all he's going to be able to do. And if that's the case, that makes it a lot easier to take the trade if I'm a Houston Rockets fan, because maybe they just didn't see Jalen Green as a good fit with all their young players. Maybe, and that might be it too. Maybe they just wanted to get a little less young and get more stability or get more consistency in there with KD. But I don't know. It's going to be clearly a fascinating offseason, and it started yesterday. Let's go to Caleb. Caleb's in Livermore. What's up, Caleb? How you doing?
What's up, fellas? How you guys been?
Hey, pretty good, man.
Yo.
Hey. Good, good. Yeah, I want to give my little chip in on this KD trade, man.
All right.
Yeah, so I think it's a great trade for both teams. I think Houston, especially, I think they looked at that first round series against the Warriors, and they realized that they need a guy who they can count on to get buckets consistently. And, you know, Jalen Green, I think, is an extremely talented player, and I think you're right, Steiny, in a few years' time, I think he can develop into an all-star in this league. And he might be one next year, who knows. But and getting Dylan Brooks, too, I think is key for Phoenix, because they were not great defensively this year. They need guys who can stop people, and Dylan Brooks is one of those guys. But for Houston, they just needed a guy who they can count on when things break down, when the game's closed, that can get them buckets. And it's hard to say now, like, how good Houston is going to be next year as far as what their standing is going to be.
Right.
But I think come down to the playoffs, KD's going to be obviously an important thing for them. And I think the reason why, too, they did kind of move off of Brooks is, and Ime Udoka talked about it, I believe, in a press conference, is that when a reporter asked him, you know, are we going to see Cam Whitmore more next season? I think that's one of the reasons why, too. I think they want to get Cam Whitmore more burn. And they got some really good players, man, with Tari and Jabari, obviously Amen Thompson and Shingun. So they got a lot of talented young players around KD. But clearly they just feel that they just needed a guy who they can count on and get them points consistently.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm kind of forgetting about, and thanks for the call, Caleb. I'm kind of forgetting about some of Houston's role players, to be honest with you. They were a fairly deep team with young players. So yeah, I guess if the young players there continue to improve and Durant can give them something, you know, over the course of the next year or two, do you see them as a championship type team?
Houston?
Yeah.
No, but I also didn't see Indiana as a championship type team, and they were potentially an injury away from winning it all. You know, the one thing that Houston didn't have is what KD provides. And that's someone who can consistently score the basketball. You know, are they better than Oklahoma City? I don't think so. I don't think the Warriors are better than Oklahoma City, but I do think that there is something interesting about a team identifying a void in their roster and just going for it or going to get it. And the reason why I don't think they gave up a ton is because I'm comparing it to what they had to give up to get Durant. They gave up Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, 4 unprotected first-round picks. Like, that's a haul. Now you're giving up a player that you clearly like, but you don't love in Green. Dylan Brooks plays the same position, so he's got to go. And you didn't even give up a future first. You gave up one in this draft, which you're probably not going to be able to use anyways. Stani, their 3rd overall pick from last year didn't even play in the playoff series. Like, Reed Shepard didn't play at all. So, do you really need this year's pick? 5 second-round picks is not nothing, but to me, that's worth it. What I wonder now is if you're a Warriors fan, you just saw the Houston Rockets identify a need. What does that leave you feeling like about Golden State? Like, what are the Warriors' needs, and can they address them? Because I think that if Houston, say they wanted to go out and still make a move, they have money, right, might be hard now with Durant, but they still could do something.
They could.
I am wondering whether the Warriors are going to be able to do anything this summer. Like, they're a little more strapped than certainly Houston was.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I mean, what they're going to do is dependent on Jonathan Kuminga, most likely, whether they're going to re-sign him. And if they do re-sign him, they're probably going to constrain themselves more in terms of off-season moves. If they choose to use Kuminga to try to get a different player in here with a different skill set, could they get better that way? Maybe. But, you know, I do look at – and here's the other thing I was thinking as it relates to the Oklahoma City Thunder and how wide open it is. Of course, if you look at the Thunder right now, you think, oh, my gosh, who's going to beat them? But the one thing that's going to happen to the Thunder is they ain't winning 68 games next year. They're a young team. They'll probably come out and not be great the first half of the season, because that's been the pattern for the last 7 years, is the team that just wins it has trouble motivating for the entire season because it's perceived as such a grind. So I do think it's wide open from that sense. Like, yeah, Oklahoma City is going to go into next year as the favorite, but they're as beatable as any former champion. You know what I mean?
Dude, but they won 68 games and Chet Holmgren missed 50 of them.
And I just feel like...
Or 40.
I just feel like in this day and age, like, I think there's something psychological about the Oklahoma City Thunder have just won the title and they've played almost into July. Like, it's going to take them a while to get going next season is what I think. Now,
well, that I agree with, but there was a 15-game gap between them and the second seed.
Yeah.
So Oklahoma City could take a step back. What does that look like? 59 wins? 58 wins? Like, they have a large margin for error, or certainly the biggest one of the Western Conference teams.
Well, yes.
Like, is there a team next year, Steiny, you think that's capable of winning 60 games not named Oklahoma City?
In the West?
Yeah. There's a ton of 50-win teams like this year, but a team that can realistically jump OKC. Like last year, the Celtics took a step back, but Cleveland was already in a position to challenge, and Boston still, like, they were comfortably a two seed. You know, I think what you're asking is there someone good enough to step in and to replace them atop the West? I don't see that.
Probably going to be pretty hard. It's probably going to be pretty hard. I do think, like, how much do you think the regular season? Like, okay, here's what I think is going to happen to Houston. I don't think they're going to win. They're not going to finish as a two seed. They're going to finish as a four or worse. And then I think that makes it a lot harder. And I know what was Indiana? Five?
Indiana was a four.
A four. Four seed. And Minnesota got to the Western Conference Finals, and they were a six. I just don't think that's the way to do it. I can't. It's hard to imagine going through the regular season. Like, okay, the Warriors, they were a seven.
Yep.
Like, it's still hard for, it's impossible for me to imagine them running the table this past year. Like, maybe they could have gotten by the Timberwolves with Curry. But I don't think they were beating the Oklahoma City Thunder. And so, in the end, I think the regular season was kind of what got the Warriors, is they had to play too hard late in the season, then they got a brutal matchup in the first round with a young team, and then eventually it caught up with them in the second round. So, to me, the regular season, even though players are putting less weight on the regular season, I still think the regular season goes very far toward determining who realistically can make a run or not. Because if the matchups fall your way, it's possible, but if they don't, it's a long, long road to get to the finals.
Yeah, I mean, look, OKC, they basically got the 2 or 3 week break that Draymond Green and LeBron James were talking about, because they didn't have to play hard at the end of the regular season.
It's true.
And then they swept the Grizzlies. Like, I forget how long the break was between game four of the first round and then game one when they played the Nuggets, because the Nuggets went seven games. Like, they had almost, it felt like a week, if not more,
yeah,
like 10 days between the first and the second round. But that's because they were good enough to get it done. Like, that's part of the game. When the Warriors have won championships, or even when they've just made deep postseason runs, it's been because they've taken care of business against those early round teams and they built in rest for themselves. They had a chance to do that this year against Houston, but they couldn't.
Right.
And I, unlike others, I believe it's less about the Warriors and it's more of a respect. Like, I think the Rockets were probably better than we gave them credit for. They pushed the Warriors to seven as opposed to the Warriors, like, limping into seven games.
Right.
But, I mean, that would be my biggest worry. It's not that the Warriors can't, I don't know, be a top four seed or, you know, maybe find a good matchup here and there. It's that the rest of the West is so good that in the first two rounds, assuming you get out of the first, like, that team is probably going to push you. And they're going to force you to have to play a lot, where then, yeah, you're going to lose a war of attrition.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco, and this may be true, 415. Steiny, you're grossly underestimating Durant's impact in Houston. They'll play its easiest basketball in years.
Yeah. On the offensive end.
I know that's conventional wisdom. I just need to see if Kevin Durant can still make an impact on winning and losing. I know he can score. I know he can score, and I know on paper it looks like a great pickup for the Rockets. But it was a team that won 52 games last year, so what does it do to their regular season, and then what does it do to their postseason chances?
Well, I think it's slightly different, but, okay, take a look at the Warriors.
All right.
Curry clearly had a lot left in the tank, but he needed someone else to help him. I mean, Durant had Booker, and if you want to say Beal, you can. But maybe the change in situation brings out the best in him. Like, it wasn't as if Curry was cooked. You know, wasn't it people were, or some people were maybe saying that Curry couldn't get it done or help a winning team. But that obviously wasn't the case, because the moment that Jimmy got here, Curry's numbers returned to where they usually are. So Durant was already putting up great individual stats, but maybe he is still able to help a winning team. He just wasn't allowed that opportunity in Phoenix.
I mean, if you put it that way, then I got to, you know, then I got to say maybe you're on to something. And that is, yeah, when before Jimmy Butler came to the Warriors, Steph Curry was playing for a 500 team. Steph Curry was the best player on a 500 team without a lot of help. And maybe Kevin Durant was the best player on a team that only won 36 games because he didn't have a lot of help. I think on paper, Booker would be better than any number two the Warriors had before Butler. But yeah, Butler changed the course of the season for the Warriors at the halfway point. And I guess now the question is, can Durant essentially do the same for the Houston Rockets? You put it that way, I can buy it a little bit. I still think they gave up more than what the Warriors gave up for Butler, but they probably had more to give up.
Yeah, some people, well, they wanted to get Durant.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other thing, too. Like, if the Warriors had had their way, he would be on their team.
That's pretty unbelievable.
That's crazy.
It is. Jimmy's in Dublin. Hey, Jimmy, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you.
What's up, Jim?
I want to address the Warriors' off-season needs before I do that. So, Stoney, so you're telling me right now that if Durant came to the Warriors, he wouldn't impact them, and they would instantly be championship contenders?
Well,
based on what you just said.
Well, here's what I think. When the Warriors got Butler, they were a 500 mm-hmm. team, and Butler elevated them to a better team. The team that Durant's going to right now is a 52 win team. So I just think it's going to be harder for him to elevate a 52 win team. I agree on paper. It looks great. There's just something about Durant where I need to see him really get back to impacting winning, and maybe this is the team to do it.
Got you. Okay. And then also I want to say the Warriors need a big man. Like, and when I say a big man, I'm not talking about Quentin Paul, I'm talking about a legit big man that's going to be in the key and can protect the rim and get key rebounds in big moments. Box out. Not let guys come jump over your back and then not be an over-the-back call because you're not boxing out. Stuff like that. They need a long wing as well. Because, I mean who's yeah. your big man? Like who's your shot blocker? I mean, what, Draymond? I mean, that's a joke, man. I mean, if you look at all these other teams, I mean, even if you look at OKC, Hairstein is in there, you know, boxing out, getting rebounds. They got Chet in there, even though he's a twig, but he's still rebounding. Mitchell Robinson, he's blocking shots, getting 80 rebounds a game. I mean, you know, Jokic is a force in there inside. You know, so, I mean, if the Warriors aren't going to be able to do that, they're only going to be able to compete to a certain, you know, degree. They're not going to – this championship run is going to be over. I mean, it's already over, but there's not going to be any shot of getting back to the promised land if they don't upgrade. And that's what they're doing in life. If you don't upgrade, unless you're already at the pinnacle, you're not going to go up. You guys have a good rest of your day.
Thanks, Jimmy. Appreciate the call. I have firmly come around on the big man. You know, for two or three years when people would say they need a big man, I'd be like, well, it's got to be the right kind of big man. Otherwise, they won't play him. It's got to be a big man who can do certain things, and they all can't do certain things. But I completely and utterly am on board with what Jimmy said. post Looney and Trayce Jackson-Davis, no. No. They can't come back with those three guys and not get some kind of athletic big who can defend and who can get some rebounds. Like, they can't continue to play like this. Or I shouldn't say play like this, because the style's not going to change. They cannot continue to run out the players at center that they've been running out.
That's kind of the issue, is they don't run those guys out because they're not very good. Like, Post has started. He doesn't play very much. Trayce Jackson-Davis started the beginning of this season. He was out of the rotation by the new year. Kevon Looney has had great days in the past, but he's not that guy. Like, to me, Steiny, it's as much about getting a big man as it is ensuring that Draymond Green is not your biggest man.
Yeah.
Like, that can't work. I don't know. Like, maybe you could find another guy who's similar, who takes a little bit of pressure off him. But Draymond Green cannot be your biggest man. And that's, again, why when I see Houston identifying a void in their roster and going out and getting it, I can't kill him for that. Like, I didn't look at that trade and say that's a bad deal.
No, I didn't either.
They filled a hole in their roster, even if they had to give up some things. The Warriors, I think their most glaring hole right now might be the center position. And what are they going to do about it? Because I don't think there's a Kevin Durant out there that they can just go pluck and bring in to be their center of the present and future. More so the present.
Right.
I think it's probably going to be like a Daniel Gafford or someone along those lines. But that's something that they have to try to figure out. You know, the Rockets needed a score. I'm with you. The Warriors absolutely need a big man.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about Kevin Durant going to Houston, how that impacts the West. Of course, Houston was the team the Warriors eliminated in the first round of the playoffs this year. What does that mean for the pecking order of the West? When you look at the Houston Rockets and you're a Golden State Warrior fan heading into next year, I don't know, before the Durant trade, are you thinking we're better than the Rockets and we proved it in the playoffs? And now do you think, uh-oh, the Rockets might be better than us? As for the big men that the Warriors right now are employing, I'm totally with they cannot go into the season with those three guys and not add to it. And I'm talking about Post, Looney, and Trayce Jackson-Davis. They're not, although I saw a stat, they're just not good enough right now. How about this stat? And I have to double check it. I'm pretty sure Quentin Post played more minutes in the postseason than any other rookie in the league in the postseason.
Well, I'm trying to think of ones off the top of my head that would. And I can't think of very many.
Yeah.
It's shocking, but it's also not, because rookies don't play in the postseason.
Yeah, I know.
The last one I think that actually made a big impact was probably Christian Brown, like on a title team. But even though OKC's young, none of those guys are rookies.
No, they're not. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Here's the other question. You know, Kevin Durant just went to Houston. Are they a title contender? And had Durant come to the Warriors, would they have been more of a title contender than had Jimmy Butler come here? They wanted him first, the Warriors did. What's coming up next on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Honda of Vallejo.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.